The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas for the Manny Pacquiao-Adrian Broner fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at producer T. Scott, at the producer Nick. And best way to get us is Twitter or text the show at 713-780-3776. And you missed the first hour, you missed some Vegas stories and some sports talk and a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
We made it through the first hour. I feel pretty good now.
Yeah.
I feel like we've turned the corner. Although it might get loud in here because they've got the TVs on very loud.
For the weigh-in.
For the weigh-in, yeah.
We talked yesterday about TJ Dillashaw and Henry Cejudo, their fight. And one of my big concerns for the fight was how TJ would look on weigh-in day.
Yeah.
He looked awesome.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't know how it happened. There's a story right now on. In fact, it's the main story on ESPN.com. And the headline is, "How did TJ Dillashaw cut 29 pounds to fight for the 125 pound title?" So when he agreed to fight, he was at 154 pounds, 8% body fat. Which means that's 8% body fat doesn't give you a lot to work with when you're trying to get down from 154 to 125. But he said that he did it with science, and he got himself down to 124.6 this morning.
Wow.
And said he felt good. He looked good. He wasn't like, you know, nobody had to walk him onto the scale or hold him up, or he didn't have to get into a towel. He got there, so good for him. And to me, if he was able to do that, that's the hardest part. And I think he's a more complete fighter than Henry Cejudo. But, I mean, I guess at least we get to see the fight now. I was a little bit worried that he would miss it or that Henry would miss it because Henry has a history of missing weight. So glad that we're going to get that fight.
Yeah, I was also, we haven't really talked about this fight because – from a betting perspective, is there some value in Broner here?
I mean, obviously there's value in him. He's the underdog. I don't tend to think he's going to win. Just having seen what I've seen out of him the last few fights, it's almost like when he lost for the first time, it took away some of the invincibility that he seemed to have. And now suddenly he's just looked pretty human. And he's, you know, he's had three losses. He had a draw that could have easily been a loss. Was more likely a loss than a win, in my opinion. Not that I'm trying to get yelled at like Al Bernstein, but there's value in it. I don't know that he's the right guy if he's the right side.
Yeah, I wonder what the number is for Pacquiao by decision.
That's a good question. I don't know offhand.
Yeah, that might be the way to go. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, I have more giveaway stuff that I
give it away then, friend.
So if I can find it. So we'll be giving away.
Drum roll.
Nope, I can't find it now. It's going to have to wait.
Oh, like beyond a drum roll?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just skip the drum roll.
Yeah, skip the drum roll.
Okay. That's all right. Just having fun, man. Just having fun.
Yes, yes. Man. So I wanted to get back to the NFL games from a betting perspective, if that's okay.
I would love to.
I'm looking at the lines now. They're both three, which tells us what?
These teams are even.
These teams are all even, which is what we've been saying. The Saints getting 3 points.
Did you give any more thought to what I said yesterday? Like, would you expect the Super Bowl to be a pick 'em?
And
if not,
it's
going to
be close.
Which side do you think is favored?
I think the Saints will probably be a slight favorite because they're favorites to win the Super Bowl.
Do you
now.
Think they'll be more than a 1 point favorite by kickoff?
Oh God, no.
Okay, so somewhere between one and pick, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
I think so too. I think that all four of these teams are looked at basically equally. We'll ask RJ.
Yeah.
Because I mean, he'll have a more concrete answer, but I would guess that those are four equal teams.
And the totals now for Patriot Chiefs 55.5 and 56.5 for Rams Saints. I mean, they're basically telling us these are going to be the same type of games. I think I'm going to lean under on Rams Saints, believe it or not.
I lean under on that one too, so I don't blame you.
And
what's the current number?
56.5.
Yeah, I like the under.
And the reason for that is I think the Saints defense has been playing better than they get.
They have been
for.
Better, and their offense has been worse.
Yeah. So add those two things together.
It seems like an under.
Theoretically.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I got to look up what number I got on the Saints or the Chiefs Patriots under. I got under 54.5. What's it at now?
55.5.
Damn it! I wonder why that's going up.
I guess. Weather not being as bad as they thought.
I mean, I guess that's good that I got low limit bets in on that. And, you know, we'll ask RJ today what's the reasoning behind the line move. But, yeah, I figured if anything, that total would go down as people, you know, started to read some of these things about how these guys do on the road, how the Patriots have been in Kansas City, how Mahomes does in the cold. There's just a lot of things that make you go, man, maybe it's just not a shootout like everyone thinks. But
yeah. Alex asking, what time is RJ going to be on? He's always on right about 6:05 Houston time.
Yeah.
Because he has his national show until 6. But then he'll pop on about 6:05, and then he usually does two segments with us. So, all right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. They are doing the weigh-ins now, I guess. And We shall see how that looks.
Sorry if we get any background noise from it. That's just part
of
the deal.
Yeah, it's pretty loud for, but that's okay. Man, the other thing I wanted to get to on here, I've got we haven't had a chance to talk about this. You see the hockey ref beating up an 11-year-old kid?
No, good fight though.
Yeah. Well, it kind of brings me to something, but it says. Basically, in the Russian city of Zlatoust, a referee went over the bench and started attacking an 11-year-old player. The young man had received removal, which I guess sent to the penalty box. On the penalty bench, he hit the club stick hard on the board. the ref approached the boy and pushed him hard. According to eyewitnesses, the youth athlete fell and was unconscious for several seconds.
Jeez. That's a lawsuit.
Yeah, well, it's Russia, though. I think it's legal there.
Oh, no rules, huh?
Yeah, I think you could pretty much Damn. Do whatever.
Okay.
So, yeah, very weird story. Okay, so just...
So what's going to happen to the guy?
I don't know yet. That's just...
Boy.
Yeah.
I feel like if I'm the parent, I would probably be upset.
Yeah. You know what's funny? Because those Russians are all tough, but all the Russians I know are just like the nicest guys.
Yeah.
You know, it's so weird.
Hey, you know how we talked before, and this is always like, this is a pie in the sky thing, and someone actually took the time to write this out. What if we realign the Power Five by geography and sent every school back to its neighborhood? We'd have five terrific leagues. So basically they put all the Power Five conference schools into a hat.
Yeah.
And realigned them geographically into five conferences. And there's a Northeast conference. It actually is the Northeastern Elitist Conference. The North Division, BC, Rutgers, Syracuse, Penn State, Pitt, West Virginia, Atlantic Division, Maryland, Virginia, Virginia Tech, North Carolina, Duke, NC State, and Wake Forest.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. The Biscuits and Gravy Conference, which is going to have it's going to be very Southeast Conference-ish. Tennessee, Vanderbilt, LSU, the two Mississippi schools and the two Alabama schools in the West. In the East, Georgia, Georgia Tech, Clemson, South Carolina, Florida, Florida State, Miami.
That's pretty stout.
That would be the best conference,
yeah.
By far.
Yeah.
So that would piss everybody. That'd be the Biscuits and Gravy conference is what everybody would be pissed at now. Like, oh, there's a Biscuits and Gravy bias. Farm Boy Conference. Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Northwestern, Notre Dame, Michigan, Michigan State in one division. The other one's Missouri, Illinois, Purdue, Indiana, Louisville, Kentucky, and Ohio State.
No Iowa State with Iowa?
Nope. Iowa State remains. Yeah, I don't know why Iowa State and Iowa get divided up.
Huh.
That's interesting. Because Iowa State gets thrown into the Tornado Alley Conference.
Oh, boy.
That's got a Southwest Conference redo and a Big 8 redo division. It's got Arkansas, Baylor, Texas, Texas Tech, Texas A&M, and TCU on one side. Iowa State, Nebraska, Kansas, Kansas State, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State on the other.
So basically just almost the old Big 12.
Yeah. And then the Pac-12 is unchanged. It's the same. They're the only conference that's geographically aligned as it is. So
yeah.
The 12 most Western schools, Pac-12, makes sense.
Be interesting. It's just there's too much money tied up in these
way
contracts
too much
to ever.
Nobody
any
wants
of this
to leave
stuff.
The Biscuits and Gravy Conference.
No.
And, you know, the Elitist Conference doesn't want to let Clemson leave that conference. I understand all that. And Aggie and Texas can't get along. It's the world we live in. I found it an interesting exercise.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. All right, you know what else is pretty cool? Live racing at Gulf Greyhound Park. And if you want to get in on it, how about 7 o'clock tomorrow, noon on Sunday, and live racing going on from now until February 23rd. It's a short meet. It's pretty rare when you get a chance to see live Greyhound racing. And so this is your chance every Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday at 7 o'clock, and every Sunday at noon. Now, if you just want to play simulcasting, they're open 7 days a week, of course, for Greyhound and horse racing. Gates open daily at 11 o'clock. Head on down this weekend. Gulf Greyhound Park is located at exit 15 off the Gulf Freeway in Lamarck. For more information, visit gulfgreyhound.com. That's gulfgreyhound.com, and get your racing on now.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Road Show.
live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas for the Manny Pacquiao Adrian Broner fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live here from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas for Pacquiao Broner Radio Row. And they're doing weigh-ins right now. And I guess everybody's weighed in.
Yeah, it looks like they both make weight, both make the welterweight limit. So half pound difference between the two guys, nothing. So looks like we got a fight tomorrow. It's always good.
Yeah.
Hey, I had this story yesterday I wanted to get to. We didn't have time. We actually had a pretty full show yesterday. But this woman, Corey Clements, who is the Amarillo High School volleyball coach.
Yeah.
Said she resigned, and now I think they've changed it and said she's been put on paid leave for a little bit. But she said, for a variety of reasons, I've recently resigned from my position as volleyball coach, effective at the end of my contract. I want to be clear, I have not violated any district or UIL standards and have upheld the teacher code of ethics at all times. As I have contemplated this decision over the past several days, I've been overwhelmed with the outpouring of support from current and former players and parents, as well as my professional peers. I'm so thankful for the success we've experienced and the many positive relationships that we've developed. As a coach, and this is where the story comes in, playing time decisions are always difficult. Unfortunately, upon making these decisions in the best interest of team success, I was not supported by athletic, campus, or district administration. I was told by campus administration that I need to recognize the political aspect of my job and also of theirs. I cannot and will not compromise the integrity of my decisions based on a parent's political pressure or position. I believe strongly in the value of athletics and believe that being part of a team is a privilege and playing time is earned. I'm hopeful that AISD will be able to hire an experienced coach with the courage to make tough playing time decisions and the technical expertise to push the returning players. Next year's team has the potential to play for a state title, and I will be enthusiastically supporting them in their journey.
Wow.
So basically, someone who's a big booster to the school said, well, my daughter's not playing enough. She should be on the court at all times. And the coach was like, oh, your daughter's like the ninth best kid on our team. And she's like, well, we need her to play anyway. And this coach is like, no, I just won't coach if that's the case. I respect it a lot. That's a tough position to be put in, first of all. But it's also that's an admirable stance to take that, you know what, if you're not going to let me coach with the best players, then I don't want to coach this team.
I'm with her. I mean, I think, for one thing, parents have so much influence now anyway,
yeah,
that it's and everybody wants to be the next LeVar Ball, apparently.
Yeah.
But, yeah, good for her. And, I'm glad she was able to take a stand there.
Yeah, there's been situations with my kids' baseball where there's parents and kids who have asked about more playing time or wondered. And it's inevitable in kids' sports that you – even if your kid is not better than the other kid,
right,
you think your kid is better. And if he's not better than the best kid, he's better than one of the nine kids that's out there getting playing time, in their opinion. And it's a very difficult thing to tell these to and I don't do it, thank God. I'm not the head coach, but we do have a head coach who has had to do this. Just tell parents, listen, this is the way this team works. If you want to stay here, that's cool. If not, if you want to go to a team where your son's going to get more playing time, you're welcome to do that too. So it's a tough line to walk. It's tough to keep people happy, and especially because, high school sports are one thing, but like in my kid's situation, these are paid programs. Like,
right,
that coach is getting paid by the parents directly. So it's tough to tell parents tough to tell a parent who just gave you, $500 for this month of baseball that little Johnny's going to be, the third string catcher.
Yeah.
Mom doesn't want to hear that.
Yeah, and I guess I never had to really deal with it as a parent because my kids weren't into athletics, but I guess you would always think of, no matter what, your kid's always going to be better in your mind than...
Yeah.
Because it's your kid, right?
Yeah.
It's like anything with school. You're always going to think your kid's better than the other kids. So, and, you know, to have to be told to do that, though, I admire that. I'm team coach here.
Yeah.
How's that?
I'm with you.
Oh, so, Nick, what you got going tonight, man?
Nick's raging. His mic's not even on. Yeah, he's still talking.
Well, he knows how to turn it on. That's why he's here. So
I'm just gonna drink, and I want to play at least one poker tournament with you guys.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. There's gonna be poker tournament playing tonight.
I don't know.
You might have to wake up early tomorrow and play with us tomorrow.
I'll be gone early tomorrow.
Oh, I'm gonna have to wake up and play with me tomorrow.
You're gonna wake up early?
I'm gonna play the 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, not
I'll
early.
Try to make the 9 o'clock, but.
You just got to tell yourself, listen, I'm going to do this. Be disciplined. Man, go to bed at 4, set an alarm for 8.
Early.
Take a shower and walk over there. That's what I do every day. You could survive it. You could survive it.
Yeah.
What time do you have to leave?
My flight is at 9-something Saturday morning.
Ugh.
So.
How much wiggle room are you going to give yourself?
Oh, I'll be fine.
I mean, how much time are you going to give yourself at the airport is what I mean.
Hour.
Oh. It's a bold strategy, Cotton.
All right, a little more.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But, I think it flies out at 9-something. Yeah, 9-something, I'm home at 2:45.
So. Okay, that's not too bad.
Yeah, so I could do something tonight. I mean, I probably play one of the 10 o'clock tournaments. It just depends. There will be a nap in my old man future.
Are you not meeting up with RJ and me?
Well, yeah, I guess so. So that takes 10 o'clock out of play.
Yeah.
So it'd have to be 7 o'clock. Which I could probably get an hour's nap.
Well, there you go.
That.
You and Fred can play the
we'll
7 o'clock
play the
7 tonight.
O'clock. Assuming I get a nap in after the show.
I'll be busy. Listening to Jesus Just Left Chicago.
I hope they play that now.
That would be cool.
Yeah. That sounds like it's going to be a fun concert.
Oh, yeah. And it's a pretty cool setup. And my seats are unbelievable. They showed me where my seat was on the seating chart. I mean, it's dead center on the second row. And it's going to be a fun
nice.
Night. It's going
nice.
To be a fun night. They said they've got a VIP package waiting for me when I get there. Do the meet and greet thing. I don't usually get too jazzed about things like that, but that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
My best ZZ Top memory was I was working downtown, and the bar was next to one of these – like it was a club basically, and the bartender told me, "Hey man,
a butt naked club or a nightclub?"
No, it was like a nightclub, and it was an underage club during
like
the
Roxy
on the weekends. Yeah, it was a very Roxy like place.
Okay,
but
R.I.P.
Yeah, but the bartender goes, "Hey, there's about to be a concert down there. It's like a random Tuesday night. You want in? I can get you in." So I don't know who it is, but we go down there, and it was ZZ Top trying out stuff for their new tour. And
well, that's cool.
And maybe in front of 50 people.
Man.
Yeah.
That's way better than the time you went to see Nickelback.
Everything is way better than the time I went to see Nickelback. And I did not go to see Nickelback. I took my wife to see Nickelback because I was trying to not have to be divorced again.
Yeah.
And I continue to try that and fail miserably, so who knows.
Doug says, I saw this quote years ago, every parent wants their kid on the baseball field with the next 8 best players. That's actually about right. And I'm glad, I'm really glad that we have a coach who, he plays the best kids the appropriate amount of time. The other kids, there's opportunities for them to get in, you know. And those, the top 9 kids, they have different lengths of what kind of leash they have, you know, as far as play and attitude goes. There might be 1 or 2 kids on our team who get away with more than everybody else because they're the top 2 or 3 kids on our team. But everybody else, if you go out there, you got a bad attitude or, you know, you strike out looking a couple times, snatch your ass off that field. And I like it. And it's happened to my kid. And it doesn't bother me one bit.
Yeah, it's hard for me, though, because it's such a different era from how we grew up.
Yeah.
It's where we played every sport.
Yeah.
And you, by doing that, you kind of figure out the one you do best. And there's so much more specialization now. But it's hard for me to actually identify with what you guys as parents are doing, dealing with, frankly.
Well, because everybody thinks every one of the parents, I shouldn't say everyone, too many of those parents think that their kids are going to play college baseball or something like that. And it's just, it's not realistic for everybody. And now the program that they're in is to put a bunch of kids in college baseball. but it doesn't mean that just because your kid is on one of those teams that they're going to do it. So it's weird, man. It's weird how parents suddenly start to believe that it is almost always that their kid is one of the nine best, even if, and we have one kid on our team who is clearly not one of the nine best, but his parents said he wants to play on this team with 13 kids that are better than him. He doesn't care if he sits every game. He just wants to practice and get better with those kids. And she doesn't complain about playing time. And, you know, when that kid plays, he's excited. It's usually in a blowout, but he gets excited when he plays. And it's kind of a cool thing. But most parents are not like that. Most parents are, my kid should be out there all the time. These parents, at least, they understood from the beginning, listen, we know our kid is not there, but we think that this program can get him, you know, better. So I feel sorry for anybody who's got to coach kids today, because it's not easy.
All right, I'm going to do a giveaway for you guys at 5:30.
What are you going to give me?
2 Houston Auto Show tickets.
Yes.
Get revved up and ready for the 2019 Houston Auto Show and a pair of tickets to the 36th annual Houston Auto Show, the largest on earth, largest of the South. And the first place you can see, hear, touch, drive, and experience the industry's latest and greatest offerings. Don't miss the Houston Auto Show, January 23rd through Sunday, the 27th, at NRG Center. Tickets are available at HoustonAutoShow.com. Get yours now and experience over 800,000 square feet of automotive excitement. And this will be at 5:30. Caller 12 gets those. All right. And we'll be giving away 3 Eagles, too, here in a minute. But that was your setup for Tri-Eagle.
Sorry about that. I thought we were going to break. That's on me. I'll take the L on that one. Tri-Eagle Energy, they'll never take the L. You know why? Because they treat you right. They treat you the way that you're supposed to be treated as a customer, with respect, with honesty. And there's a lot of energy providers out there, and not all of them are honest. And they're going to throw deals out at you. Well, free days, free weekends. How about a $600 upfront bonus? And you're like, man, that sounds awesome. But because they're shysters, you're going to find out a couple months later that you're paying a higher rate, or there's extra fees being tacked onto your bill. What's going on with that? Doesn't happen with Tri-Eagle Energy. They keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay, period. There's no gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's good, honest business from a good, honest, born in Texas company. Call 877-93-EAGLE or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN for an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.
Home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas for the Manny Pacquiao-Adrian Broner fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live from Radio Row here at the MGM Grand, where it will be Pacquiao and Broner. And the weigh-ins are done, so everybody was leaving while you were out that way.
Look at Patrick Creighton.
Yep.
What does he have there? Can we put a mic on for Patrick Creighton? Hey, Patrick, we're going to bring you on the air. Don't yell. Let's not act crazy. Let's just have some normal conversation, okay?
I'm sorry. What is it that you were saying?
What is in your bag? What is that?
I got some souvenirs for those who were back home and asked me to pick some things up.
Your kids?
No. My kids didn't want anything.
So people who work at our station?
Correct.
Who?
Give you three guesses. First two don't count. Who asks for stuff when we're out on the road?
Oh, I have no idea. Because they never asked me for it.
No. Well, all right. So who would ask me for something that wouldn't ask you for something?
A lot of people, I can tell you that. Like,
hey, AJ, would you? No!
Craig Sorry, Larson?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
So
you got him some good stuff?
He wanted this Pacquiao boxing. It looks kind of cool, the gold wrap around it.
Okay. Are you going to autograph it?
No, I'm not going to.
Just scribble on it and tell him, hey, boss, guess what I did? I got this thing signed.
No, you
got
to remember, it's Craig. He tried to get it authenticated.
Oh, okay. All right.
Then I got one that was just the actual...
Both of them. Are both of those for him?
No, that one's for me.
Oh, okay.
Because this is the first time I've actually been to a major fight like this.
Oh, okay.
So I wanted to get something for me, and I didn't want to buy 30 shirts.
What'd you pay for those gloves, if you don't mind my asking?
They're $80.
A piece?
Yes.
And you feel good about that purchase?
I'm getting reimbursed. I feel great about that purchase.
Well, I mean, you're going to get reimbursed for the one that you bought for Craig. I'm assuming the one for you, that's out of your pocket, right?
Kind of, sort of.
Kind of,
not exactly.
Wow, okay. All right, so is that the deal on the network side? You can just buy whatever you want and reimburse it? Because Vegas is about to be a lot different from me going forward, if that's the case. I'm just going to bring them my M-Life's card statement and say, hey, look, this is how much money went onto the tables, and this is how much money came off the tables. So I'm going to need to be reimbursed.
It's not going to work for you because you win.
No, I don't. Not this week.
This week?
Not a good week.
You did not win this week.
No, I haven't won anything.
Fred won this week.
No.
I don't think either one of us have won.
But Fred didn't win this week.
No.
All right, so Nick won this week.
No.
None of y'all won.
None of us have won.
I thought you guys were supposed to be teaching me how to play, not teaching me how to lose.
Well, you picked the wrong weekend to come out then.
Yeah.
You picked the wrong weekend to come out.
So how was your first experience with this?
This was pretty cool. I mean, it would have been nice if we had gotten a few more guests. I mean, yesterday we had Freddie Roach, which was great. I love talking to Freddie Roach. Talked to him last week. Today we didn't actually have anybody.
Hmm.
They offered me my first guest 4 minutes for my show ended.
Okay. So, and you declined?
Well, it was 4 minutes, so yeah.
You didn't want to talk for 4 minutes?
He wasn't even going to be ready until top of the hour.
Oh, okay.
So by the time he was going to be ready.
You didn't want to work an extra hour?
I would have, but the person who comes on after me is kind of a whiny bitch, and he would have gone right to the boss.
Okay, I don't know who that is, but I'll...
you know who it is.
Okay. There's always drama on the SB Nation side.
There is drama, but it's always just that one person. It's always a problem with that one person.
I don't know. I've seen you involved in multiple Twitter beefs. I feel like you're a bit of a magnet for it as well.
Well, it's not entirely true. I've only been involved in one Twitter beef with somebody involved with the network.
Yes.
Because he got personal with
But
me
you've also been idea. In a Twitter beef with someone involved on the local side.
Well, he also decided to get personal, which was a bad idea, and that's how that got started.
Okay.
See, if we're just, like, busting on each other.
Well, what's personal?
All right, so if you make fun, you make fun of everybody. So
right.
You make fun of me, I make fun of you, we're good.
Right.
Okay. You make fun, and I start getting into just, like, real personal stuff about you because...
Like your kids or something?
Yeah, because I can't handle, oh, you picked on me, I got to be a baby about
okay.
it. Then we're personal. That's kind of like where you deserve to get smacked.
Okay.
So...
Because there's some people who are like...
Joke. That guy got mad, but you know, we squashed all that. I think we're past all that.
Okay.
So that person and I believe, are cool right now.
Okay. So that's smoothed out.
We smoothed that out.
So everything on... The local side,
Everything
you would say,
is cool.
Rolling cool, huh?
All copacetic.
Okay. Did you pay your $20 to the pool?
$20 for the pool for what?
For the picks pool that we did?
No, but I didn't know about it, so I can pay you now if you like.
Okay. Well, no, don't pay me now, but eventually it'll go to me.
Okay. Eventually
yeah.
it'll go to you.
Yeah, eventually it'll go to me.
But no, I wasn't aware of the $20. I just made the picks, but not a big deal.
Okay. You got $20 after buying that glove?
I do.
You probably got change. You got you put down a $100 bill, you got 20 back, right?
I swiped the brand new credit
card
to
okay.
see if it would work.
Oh, good for you.
Did I remember to activate this?
Does your wife know that you activated a new credit card?
Oh, kinda.
Kind of, yeah. Patrick, you live on the edge. All right. Are you doing no late hits tonight, huh?
No late hits tonight.
Sorry, man.
It's life.
But I've heard that show's gone downhill lately.
Why has it gone downhill?
Because sometimes you do it, sometimes you don't.
Well, that's not going downhill. That's being...
inconsistent.
Yes. Less frequent than I would like.
Okay.
Next week we'll be on three dimes, so I'm a little
happy. Okay. All right.
A little happy about being on a little more often.
Well, that's our best guest of the day, Patrick Creighton. Appreciate it, man, and have a good one.
Man, you've had a rough day if I'm the best guest.
The best one we've had all day.
Yeah, by far.
I mean, by the end of the show, you won't be, but for now, yeah.
Should I go try to find you guys some alcohol to make this show go better?
No, we're good, man. We're all good here.
Yeah.
We're all good.
All right, fellas.
Yeah, that's why is there so much drama in sports radio amongst hosts?
I don't know, because radio hosts are – sensitive.
Yes.
Like, they almost everybody I know in this business takes themselves way too seriously. And I've run into problems with it too. It is what it is. I mean, everybody's different on how they handle things. And I think a lot of it is people come from all over the country, and maybe like ball busting's different in some parts of the country than others.
I agree absolutely with that.
Because, like, I don't know. Like, to me, when Patrick says, oh, he got personal, like, the only thing that's really personal is family to me.
Yeah. Anything
else is totally open for ball busting. If you're not married and you've got an ugly girlfriend, that's open season. Nick's got an ugly girlfriend. But wife, kids, off limits, everything else, let's go. That's my opinion.
I'm with you.
Okay.
Yeah,
you good with that? Moms are fine. Mama jokes been around longer than me. I can't. It's too late to stop that train. Mama jokes, that's a thing.
Now, if your mom's dead, mom jokes, no.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because if somebody had a fat mama, you could make jokes about why she died or
how many worms she's going to worm family she's going to keep alive.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough.
All right, guys. Hey,
maybe if she died in the last 2 or 3 years, you say there's like a pause on it. But then after that, it's back open season.
So what's the statute of limitations for jokes on that?
Let's do 2 years.
2 years?
No, 3 years. Moms are important.
Okay.
2 years on dads, 3 years on moms.
I think that seems fair.
Like, if someone said a joke about your dad now, you wouldn't get upset.
Nah.
I mean, you're...
No.
A, you're a grown-up. B, your dad's been dead a long time.
Yeah,
right?
And C, if it would have made him laugh, then
That's
all he would have cared about. So, hey, guys, you know that Thrive Plus that I was always talking about? Well, guess what? That same great product, starting off the new year with a new name, Cheers. Cheers is a supplement designed to reduce the negative effects of alcohol and help you, me, and the 60% of Americans who drink feel better the next day. Believe me, I wish I had my Cheers with me out here because I forgot to bring it. I can tell you from experience, it works. And you don't have to take my word for it. They've got 5 PhDs on their team, an Ivy League scientist. You probably saw them on Shark Tank last year. And they've got a great team and a great product. Cheers works by giving your liver what it needs to process alcohol and its toxic byproducts. If you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, they're going to give you your money back. And guess what? If you order by 4 o'clock, you're going to get it the next day by going to cheershealth.com. That's cheershealth.com, Houston-based startup. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up, and your liver is going to thank you. I don't drink without Cheers, and neither should you.
ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas for the Manny Pacquiao Adrian Broner fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
We were discussing some some Radio Row drama has broken out. Not quite Super Bowl level drama where, you know, one local station gets kicked off Radio Row or something like that. But I'd say like grade C plus Radio Row drama. But I think we've got it handled. I think we're going to be okay. Fred made the mistake, I'll say, of trying to make it to the restroom. And the restroom's like a mile away. So that's it's not going to go well. I saw, and I don't know if you saw this, Tyler, the Lakers-Thunder game, the ending of that game. Did you see what happened at the end?
Are you talking about Beasley?
I'm talking about the foul call that was made on Lonzo Ball. And it ends up the Lakers go. They end up winning in overtime, 138-128. So it didn't really matter. But they called a shooting foul on the final defensive possession of regulation last night. Refs awarded Westbrook 3 free throws, and he hit all 3 of them to tie the score and force overtime. 2.9 seconds left in the fourth. The Lakers were up 3. Lonzo Ball was whistled for a foul. And afterwards, referee Tom Washington explained the call to a pool reporter. He said the official called the foul because at the time he thought Russell had started his shooting motion and he was clearly behind the three-point line and there was illegal contact by Lonzo Ball. LeBron, who is not on the road trip, he tweeted out, so what is in the shooting motion rule? Asking for a friend. Because if you watch the video, I mean, there's no shooting foul that happens there. He just chucks up the ball at the buzzer and is hoping for the best. And there's no illegal contact. So, but the refs admit that they were wrong. Luckily, it didn't cost anybody a game that wasn't supposed to win one. But
right.
They did make them play extra time because they made a mistake. But at least they came out and admitted it. That always helps. Always makes you feel better. Hey, and results don't change. And even if the Lakers had lost, results don't change. But we dropped the ball on that one. My bad. Doesn't happen. How was the bathroom?
That was a
tough one.
That was a problem because they have the closest two restrooms. They have both of them closed.
Oh no!
So I had to sprint back to the casino.
Ooh.
So I'm a little winded.
Okay.
Plus, there's a bunch of people out there, but that's what happened. Yeah.
Okay. I thought maybe it was number two.
Yeah. But. No.
You already said yeah. You said yeah first.
No, but I wasn't really paying attention.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
All right.
Lamont says, I give this Vegas trip an A, minimal interviews.
They've been really cool about, do you want to interview this person? If not, that's okay.
Yeah, it's hit and miss. I mean, I think sometimes we get guys that, you know, you have to do them, and they're big names, and that's okay. But sometimes we get an interview and we weren't expecting it to be good and you get something out of the guy.
Yeah.
And that's why I've always, I mean, when we have the same people over and over, you know, Roy Jones every time, guys like that, it's hard to get anything new. So.
Who would you guess being in the Super Bowl would be the most beneficial to ticket brokers?
I would guess Patriots. But I bet you Chiefs would be up there.
Ticket brokers are rooting hard for the Chiefs and the Saints to win this week.
Okay.
It says the Kansas City New Orleans Super Bowl may drive ticket prices higher than the game, a game between the Patriots and Rams certainly would. As it stands, the Super Bowl's cheapest get-in price on StubHub currently is $3,900.
Wow.
So where it goes from there is going to kind of depend on which teams get in. And in this case, the bigger media market isn't necessarily drawing the more interest.
Right.
They said it's probably totally opposite to what the NFL wants on television. Which, I mean, I'm sure they'd love to have two massive media markets on television. Would be great for them, having Boston and LA.
Especially for all the money they spent on that. So, yeah.
Yeah. But he says if this was the NBA, we could count on the Boston versus LA craziness, but it's not something you really get with the Pats and Rams. I wish it was like Celtics-Lakers, but it's not close. For ticket brokering, it's kind of bizarro world where you're just trying to get fans who travel. I don't think Rams-Pats is that kind of game. It's a great game for TV and probably corporate suites, but it wouldn't be good for the average tickets. So
I always thought Pats fans traveled quite a bit.
But maybe Pats fans, you can't go to the Super Bowl every year. You know, maybe it's like an unaffordable trip to make every single year, you know. So what they say is when it comes to the Patriots, brokers can't count on repeated splurging from the same fan base for travel, hotel, and then tickets. So it's when they typically come in low in the polling when it comes to popularity of fans outside the New England area.
Yeah.
They say that teams in – I mean, I guess there's not many Patriots fans in Atlanta – if you're not in the New England area, apparently the Patriots aren't a very well-liked team. So I thought it was interesting to see which guys or which teams would be the most beneficial for those ticket prices, and which ones would be the worst for it. So yeah, they say a Chiefs Saints Super Bowl is going to be the most pricey ticket that you can get.
I wouldn't mind that Super Bowl.
I wouldn't mind any of the matchups. Yeah. I mean, I really don't think we can get a bad matchup at this point.
No, I think you're right. One thing I'm looking forward to is getting back to town and getting over to Big City Wings.
Oh, yes.
Houston's Wing Joint. And, guys, great place to have parties, your events. In fact, I was there a few weeks ago now, and I had called in an order, and I went over there, and the Dallas Cowboys fan club and Crystal and other people were at Big City Wings, and it was great. So if you got a group like that, it's a perfect place. It's family-friendly. It's something on the menu for everyone. 6 convenient locations, and Kingwood's coming soon. And they've got incredibly fresh made-to-order menu items like certified Angus beef burgers, loaded baked potatoes, but the wings are the thing. They've got all of it. It's a great place to watch the games, tons of TVs, specials every night, including tonight. They've got a special. How about that? Half-price appetizers and margarita madness. Check them out today. Check out their lunch specials. Find a location nearest you at BigCityWings.com. Follow them on social media. Facebook's just Big City Wings, as is Instagram. Twitter is Big_City_Wings. Get in on my favorite wings in the city with Big City Wings. BigCityWings.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.